Then I missed Bessie for a year or two, then found her again in the Strand. She was much altered. "I don't think I ever liked a man to fuck me as I do you," said she one night as she enjoyed me. "If you'd but come up to my little house, you would have saved me a lot of trouble." But I could not get out of her what she meant by that. Full 5 years afterwards, when roaming about not far from the Haymarket one night, I met her and scarcely knew her. She stopped short. "You, Bessie?" "Oh yes, it's Brighton Bessie, but I'm sadly altered, sure enough." "And you knew me? You know, I should know you by your eyes. If I saw nothing more of your face but your eyes, I should know you to the last day of your life," said she. She was always talking about my eyes. She had seen me several times, but had not dared to accost me, she said. I told her she always might. I took her to what had become my favourite boarding house. It was a hot night, and we fucked on the sofa. She had become flabby, and she said she had ill health, but I could glean nothing from her about her career, excepting that for some years she had not been gay. We stripped naked and had just finished fucking on the sofa when I felt something running over my legs, bum and back, over my shoulder, onto hers. It was instantaneous. Then I saw a mouse, which had run over us and went fast up the wall into some red curtains where it was lost. It made her shudder, and me too. That is one of the odd events by which I shall always recollect the last time I had Brighton Bessie. "You won't see me again, I dare say," said she in a plaintive tone, and a tear in her eye as we parted. I said I dared say I should. "No, you won't. Goodbye, dear." With a sigh, the poor woman left me, and I never saw her again. It was whilst I was frequenting Bessie and occasionally other doxies that the following adventure occurred. I was frequently now at my mother's house. My brother was away, and both my sisters married. I used to stop with her for days together, finding that a relief from home misery, and also agreeable company to her, who was now so much alone. I also at times stopped with one of my sisters, whose husband I liked. The other lived some distance from London. End of chapter 7, volume 3.